Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids.
I'm sure you're expecting for the young guys to talk about coasting and burden to be back by the time you guys get to camp. But if there's a setback, it's not. Is there a point where you start to worry about whether or not they can actually be ready to fill whatever role you envision them filling come week one?
No worry whatsoever. We got plenty of bullets, plenty of weapons here on offense.
They got nunchucks and stuff.
No Worries is another song I thought of. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. We broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And in these studios right now, it is a man with a tremendous outfit on, but also a tremendous set of reporting skills. Herb Howard from the Biggs Media. Good to see you. And that sweatshirt is incredible.
Shout out to Sogo. It's a brand here in Chicago, So Chicago. They made this hat and this hoodie.
Yeah, they match. It's a very nice look.
Appreciate you. It's good to be here. Thank y'all so much for having me, man. I truly appreciate it. I do want to say that last time I was here, you asked me what, if anything, I would say if I could yell into the seventh inning stretch
microphone.
Oh, you
came up with something?
And I said I would yell down the red line to Comiskey or Sox Park or Guaranteed Rate or whatever it is, and I would tell them to sell the team.
And you're not even a Sox fan?
No.
And here we are.
And now I'm here again, and we're talking about them selling the team. I just heard that it may be 5 to 9 years or whatever the process is going to be, but I think they heard me on the bullhorn. So
what's next then? Speak something else into existence.
Yeah, that's actually great.
I'll give you something before I go.
Okay.
You're going to marinate on it again?
Yeah. You know what that was? That was him giving us his Ben Johnson. It's like, off the top of my head, I'll hit y'all tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you were there for that, the couple days that we've had here at Mandatory Minicamp. Mm-hmm. And that was an observation we both made, because obviously after Mark Carmen asked that on Wednesday, we're like, all right, so who are the players? And then Ben Johnson names them, and I'm laughing because, yeah, you can name Ruben Hippolyte if you want.
Sure.
And you can name, the players' names off the top of your head.
Yeah,
right?
Dominique Robinson, Hippolyte.
Yes.
Kyle Manangai, don't forget him.
Kyle Manangai and Dominique Robinson. Yeah, so, yes, you can name those guys, because if you named certain veterans, it might look like you're playing favorites or that others aren't doing their jobs, I think.
Sure, but I think also there's an expectation for those guys to perform. Like, if he was like, oh, this DJ Moore is really impressive, it's like...
Like he hasn't been watching DJ Moore.
Okay, like, you know what I mean?
Career.
Montez Sweat is really big. Like, oh, okay. But I also think the environment, being in shorts and t-shirts, it lends itself to certain types of players. The athletes that are Ruben Hippolyte and Dominique Robinson perform well in those environments. When the pads come on, if Ruben Hippolyte is still flashing and showing himself to be a potential starter on this team, then you'll feel really, really good about that. But he's blazing. He's got blazing speed, right? And so you expect him to show up well in the shorts and t-shirts game. He carried DeAndre Swift perfectly on a wheel route one time, got a perfect PBU, no hands, no penalty, anything like that. He can do those things. I expect him to do those things in shorts. Same with Dominique Robinson. He's a freakish, freakish athlete. When the pads come on, you want to see him continue to make those kind of splash plays and get in the backfield with consistency.
Did you have any moments of enlightenment covering this mandatory minicamp? You're like, oh, that's interesting. Or was it more of you just saying, okay, this is what I expected to see?
you know, I wasn't sure what to expect, and that's really what I was kind of looking for. How are these coaches going to kind of coordinate and run these practices? What is that going to look like? Again, I'm almost never impressed by world-class athletes in shorts and t-shirts. It's just, it's not a lot to see for me, for the things I'm looking for in terms of the intricacies of what this team could be. You don't really get to see that in these mini camp environments where the offensive linemen and defensive linemen can't really get after it because they aren't padded up. But watching how the coaches went about their business, the types of drills that they did, the pace of practice, how they were coaching things up, I thought that was very, very important and indicative of what the culture could become around here. And like, guys got to buy into it, right? And if that happens, and I think if it doesn't happen, those guys will be gone. I think these coaches will be consistent about what they expect. But I thought that was really, really refreshing to see. But in terms of physical splashes, not a ton.
I wasn't necessarily talking about what you saw.
Sure.
I was more talking about what you heard from the various players that approached the lectern and what they had to say. Because you had guys like Jaquan Brisker we hadn't heard from.
Sure.
Tyreek Stevenson, sure. New regime, new fresh start. You up and down the list of guys who were giving a kind of a first impression of their first impressions with a new coaching staff, albeit in t-shirts and shorts.
Yeah, no, that stuff matters, right? What are they saying? How are they receiving him? But I think at this point in the season, you tend to hear all the right things anyway. All the vibes are great. Everybody's in the best shape of their life. They came back so ready to go, and everybody's believing what coach is selling right now, and that's they should, right? But what happens, you know, you get dog days of camp, you get maybe two or three losses stacked up, then do those messages still continue to resonate in the same way? I was talking about, I think, DJ Moore when we were here before, that he's just never been in a winning organization that sustained success for any particular length of time. And so not knowing what winning looks like, you kind of just have to trust that this thing that Coach Johnson is doing is going to get me where I want to go and get us where we want to go. But how long do you trust that, right? If it's not actually going that way, it's cool that he's nitpicking and he's intense and he's calling out every little thing right now. If we start to lose, does that get frustrating? Do you start to not want to hear that as much as you want to hear it right now? And I think that'll be worth watching because they just don't have a lot of guys who have done it before in terms of building a winning program.
I also think, though, what you did see here versus what you may have seen last year is an important piece of this. Media isn't allowed to see much.
True.
So what stands out to you hearing these comments, yeah, maybe compared to what you saw last season? And I think the other thing, too, is you know, maybe we didn't know to see it or know to look for it because they just let the play go.
Yeah. I think just the consistency of it, right? The how frequently Coach Johnson comes out and speaks, but also the transparency of the things he speaks about. Sometimes coaches in the past, they treat you like you're stupid. Like, I was watching this. Like, what? Like, I saw this happen. And like, oh, no. And he's just like, yeah, no, we messed up. You know, Caleb's got to get to that read quicker, or Cole's got to get lined up a little bit further outside so we can hit the speed out. Like, those types of situations. It's just like some coaches are just unnecessarily like just hiding everything. Like, that's not necessary. It's May. It's June. Like, what happened right there? I saw it. And he seems to be willing to face those questions head on and answer them with some sense of truth and sincerity. And that is very refreshing.
How well, also refreshing. We had coaches say the wrong call that you saw on the football field was the right call.
Yeah.
So when you're saying that, I'm not necessarily thinking about practice first. I'm thinking about that happening in games that we saw. What do you think?
I think that's something that we'll have to wait and see, right? I think we're still in this honeymoon phase with Coach Johnson, and it feels great. I love everything that he says. I'm liking his demeanor on the field, at the podium. All that is great. When some of those hard times come, right? We don't know how he manages a football game. We've never seen him do it. And I think that's something that you still got to wait and see. And those are things we can't really find out until the season starts. And how does he manage, you know, late game situations, end of half situations, challenges, timeouts, those types of things? How does he go about those situations? And when he gets something wrong, because he's a human being, right? When he gets something wrong, how does he handle that, right? Then does he come back? Does he go to some of the other coaches like, oh, no, we absolutely meant to keep that timeout in our pocket way too long. Ooh. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
don't do that. You're taking us down the PTSD train right now.
No, but that's the point, though, is it? I mean, it's not taking us down a certain train. It's observing that this is how they got to this point in time.
So I will say this, Herb, and tell me if you agree or disagree.
Mm-hmm.
But him just coming forth and talking about accountability to a level of his own accountability and
sure,
like, I'm not where I want to be and we have a lot of work to do and things could have been better.
Yeah.
That's, music to my ears. I have to believe it's music to a lot of fans' ears and music to a lot of the players' ears. Like, okay, this guy, at least if he doesn't, he'll fess up.
Yep. That matters, man. Not just to the media or to the fans. It matters to your players in the locker room. You cannot, certainly the way he's going about his business, be a guy who's calling guys out, the quarterback, the starting tight end, everybody, right? Everybody's like, no, he's calling everybody out. You can't be that guy. And then when it's clearly your fault, you're like, yeah, no, that wasn't a mistake. That didn't happen. It's like, yes, we saw it happen. So if he's that guy, he's going to lose this locker room very fast. I don't think he's that guy. I think he's going to say, man, if I had another chance, I would do it differently. I would have called something else. I would have done something else. And if he's that, then all you can do is accept that and move on and hope he handles it better the next time.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I was observing what Tyson Bagent had to say, when even Tyson Bagent is saying, in a locker room that wanted had been asking for a set culture for a while.
Sure.
And I'm thinking to myself, if Tyson Bagent is saying this, did that, like, were there any things like that that gave you pause over this last couple of days?
No, I think Tyson's always very authentic. And I think he's just always himself, whether he's talking about his hair or he's talking about the coaching staff or whatever.
Or his pool party.
Yeah, or his pool party that nobody's invited to.
Yeah,
or at least that we aren't invited to.
That was kind of cold the way he did that to everybody.
He was very intentional that we could not come. But no, I think that, you know, he's a guy who's going to give you his honest answer. He's going to show up. He's going to work. He's going to compete his butt off. And then if you ask him something, he will give you the answer to it. And I think so far you're hearing that from guys. You're hearing it, you know, from Jaquan. I thought, you know, the way he stood up and faced all of the questions about that very strange concussion that he had last year was really, really cool. And he was trying to get to the point that I'm passing, I'm just moving forward. And they're like, nope, one more on this head thing, which is everybody needed to know. We wanted to talk to him. We haven't talked to him in a very, very long time. There was one question I wish we had gotten to in terms of a follow-up was that when he said that every day he talked to his mom and say, hey, I think I'm going to play this week. And then he show up and he couldn't clear whatever. I wanted to know what that thing was. What was it that you thought you were going to play every week, and then you got to the test and it was like, I still can't play. I want to know what that thing was, and we missed that one.
And I think for him specifically, talking about he's past that's cool and all, but the way concussions work,
right,
the possibility of another one and what that would mean for your career, that's a real thing. And he just kind of wanted to gloss over that. And that's, I found that peculiar, if not dangerous, to just look past that like that.
I don't know that he has a choice, right? And I don't mean just from the football perspective, because I've asked him this since he was a rookie.
But from an attitude choice, like if you're going to play the game, you got to play it a certain way.
No, from a financial perspective.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He's at the end of his rookie deal. He hasn't gotten to a second contract. He doesn't have any generational wealth yet, right? And so he's on the cusp of getting such a contract. If he can play 17 games this year, and maybe he makes a Pro Bowl, and he's got 100 and some odd tackles and a few picks and some forced fumbles, then he's going to get a check, right? Then you're like, to walk away right now, I think he just has to keep himself in the mind space of, I'm not going to get a concussion. This is not going to happen to me. I'm going to play 17 games. I'm going to be healthy, and I'm going to get to this bag.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, that we all understood that part of it, too, especially knowing he's up against the last year of his deal. This is Herb Howard. He joins us. He's the Bears beat reporter for Biggs Media. We love his takes on all things, not just the Bears, but we'll ask him a couple of basketball questions while we have him here, too. But additionally, just wrapping up this Bears mandatory minicamp, your opinions, your impressions, and I appreciate the discussion about Brisker, because when Marshall and I both heard it, the word I used was uneasy. Because he sounds so well-meaning, you know, and he's honest and he's out there and he's genuine in his answers and his want to play the game. But there are so many times recently where we've had to watch some big name players, you know, like Tua comes to mind, obviously, Tua Tagovailoa, and we're the ones having to say, this man doesn't look right after this.
Yeah.
We're the ones having to be advocates for these people. And unfortunately, I feel like at times, given the results of how he's had a concussion every season he's played football, we have to be his advocate too.
Yeah, we have to be. I really, really like Jaquan Brisker, like as a person. He's one of those just football players, though. Like some guys, even at the NFL level, they're just good at football. I don't necessarily look at him like that's a football player. That's a football dude. Jaquan Brisker is a football dude. He's going to play it regardless. He's not going to play it any differently than he ever has before. He's going to throw his body around recklessly. And to Marshall's point previously, when you've had so many concussions that you just named, it leaves you more susceptible to the next one. And so you're constantly worried about him. I think that's just going to be the reality as you watch Jaquan Brisker play football. If you're a Bears fan, if you're a football fan, if you like people, right? Every time he comes down full speed, runs the alley, and tries to run through a running back or through a fullback on a block or whatever, you're looking at him like, you're worried about him. Like, get up, get up, get up. And that's probably going to be the truth for the rest of his career, but I don't think the kid's going to play differently. I don't think he knows how.
The other piece to that defensive back room, if you will, is looking at Tyreek Stevenson and understanding that no one talked to him about what happened last year, and he doesn't believe that's anything that needs to be talked about, because that's also in the past. Now, I argue that Tyreek Stevenson is in prime position to have just an absolute stunner of a year based on the way he's played in the past, in chunks, not consistently enough, but now in this system that Dennis Allen employs, which allows him to kind of go to work one-on-one on guys. Yeah. And I know that's the reason Jalen Johnson is excited. I believe Tyreek Stevenson is primed to have a Pro Bowl year. He just is. The way, if you look at how this system is going to work, if you look at the radar that most people have to earn for 1 year of really good play, he's already on everybody's radar.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be paying attention to him regardless. This is the year Tyreek Stevenson takes the leap and Ryan Poles can finally say, I got a guy.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. And I heard Lawrence say something similar about what he believes for Tyreek this year. What I will say, though, is I think it's going to be like feast or famine. Like, it's going to be boom or bust for him in this system. I know he has the traits, and he's long, and he's physical, and he likes to get up to the line of scrimmage and get his hands on guys. But if the play's extended, I don't like Tyreek running man-to-man with some of the speedier receivers. That's not his game. Now, can he slow them down the line of scrimmage? Can he shorten this play? That's going to depend on the coverage working well with the pass rush. If the pass rush can get there and this ball's out two and a half seconds, then Tyreek is going to have a monster year. If this thing starts to get 3.5, 4 seconds, I don't want Reek running. Like, you get a drag route on somebody like Terry McLaurin, he's going to leave Tyreek. That's just what it is.
He's going to leave most people, right?
He's going to leave most people, right? But I'm saying Tyreek is just more suited to kind of play you in this kind of phone booth type of place. If he can get his hands on you, he's got long arms, he can stick and he can go. But if it turns into a situation where now he's, you know, carrying guys 30, 40 yards, I don't love that for Tyreek, and I really like him as a football player.
I think that's a really good point, because we're still trying to visualize what this Dennis Allen defense is going to mean for the Bears.
Yeah.
And we've seen it in some personnel acquisitions here and there. And we see it in how he talks about guys who can run. Hippolyte is a great example of that.
Yeah.
But trying to figure out how Tyreek Stevenson fits into it, you want him to fit for 100% of the play. And he was already a scheme, a little bit of a scheme conflict whenever they drafted him. They knew he didn't fit in perfectly, but they liked him.
Yeah. I like him, too. He's got the traits. He's tall. He's long. He could probably scratch his knees standing straight up, right? He's just that type of physical dude, and he's big, and he's a competitor. He wants to compete. He wants to play physical. He's very, very confident, what you need at cornerback. He's got a short memory, what you need at cornerback. I think he can have a really big year. I think he can have, you know, 6-7 picks, but I also think he can give up some big plays.
6-7 picks sound nice, especially if you can run 2 or 3 of them back.
That would be sweet. If they play Will Levis a bunch, he'll get 10.
Hey, there it is. I know we have a little bit of time before we hit a break here, Herb. Mm-hmm. So I also just want to ask you, maybe it wasn't Jaquan Brisker. You know, we talked about the things that stood out to us. Ben Johnson's accountability is another one. Anything else that you really were keying in on that you wanted to see in this mini camp where you feel like I didn't see enough of it, or maybe I saw enough to be encouraged, or I got enough to answer a question I had?
I'm trying to think what may have jumped out to me. I really just think this overall, you know how every year everybody's like, oh man, it feels something's different about this. Something.
Oh, don't do it.
I know I don't want to do it, but I'm going to do it.
You're going to do it, aren't
you? I'm going to do it. It feels different. It feels different. It feels believable. Like, this optimism doesn't feel like, okay, this is just me being a 40-year Bears fan, so I'm going to tell myself that this team can do this, that, and the third, even though they probably won't do half of it.
Do you see that banana in the tailpipe over there?
I see it.
Tell me your prediction one more time for what the Bears record was going to be last year when you thought, this feels like it.
10-7.
Me too.
No, this is last year, though.
No, I mean, I was saying.
You were 10-7 last year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm still 10-7 today. Actually, I think if I did the math on the calendar, it was probably 9-7 because the schedule is scary.
9-8 is what
I got.
Oh,
yeah, 9-8. I'm always used to saying 9-7.
I know. I'm having old habits. I still haven't gotten used to the 17 games yet.
Get used to 18 in a minute.
Yeah, that'll probably work better for my math.
Even numbers.
Yeah.
Like, it's all based off 8-8 for me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And unfortunately, so are the measurements of this team.
So it feels different to you, though?
It really, really does. I mean, you listen to some of the guys talk. I thought, even hearing Tyreek speak, he seemed just a little bit more mature. He kind of understood the situation in terms of what he dealt with last year, and that being his own fault, right? And he sounded mature as he talked about it. You hear about, you know, Javon Dexter and taking a step in terms of his leadership, but also just being surrounded by the guys that he's surrounded by. Big Andrew Billings, listening to him talk yesterday. You bring in a guy like Grady Jarrett. These things just feel different, right? There are some guys that you can say, he's got skins on the wall, right? I'm not hoping that Grady Jarrett takes another step. Maybe I'm hoping he has a little bit more left in the tank. You know, I'm not hoping that, you know, Joe Tooney can develop into this really good left guard. He's probably got a Hall of Fame resume already. So, like, these are things that you know, and I think that feels different about the Bears instead of just saying, well, I really hope this guy can take this step and develop into this type of player.
I see what you're saying, and I think anytime people want to change people to that extent, usually it doesn't go well in life or in football. More life and football with Herb Howard.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.